all the guys left the Rage and two new guys came in.
Yeah, this is a weird story. I can't really explain why the guys left. I can just guess because they don't want to talk to me since they left. This was already early May. And I remember that there was a lot of complaining in the band, and that's why I think that especially the guitar players, they wanted to do their own band. They wanted to do their own thing, be their own boss, whatever. And I think they also wanted to play different music, because what I hear now, what they're doing is quite different. It's not heavy metal anymore. So the only thing I would criticize about the whole situation is that they left right in the middle of the production, because I offered them last year already in autumn whether to leave the band or to stay in the band and do a side project or something like this. And they promised to stay in the band another round, means another album and another tour. And now they broke their promise and left right in the middle of the album production, which caused a lot of problems, of course. Everything else I can understand if someone wants to do his own band or wants to change the music he's playing. Anyway, it happened, and I was really lucky to find Viktor Smolsky and Mike Turana. And in a very short time, it just took me 2 weeks to get the new lineup together. And I think for everyone is the situation now better than before. And I hope the fans can accept this. I mean, things like this just happen. Mm. We're only human beings.
Do you think this new album, Ghosts, would have sounded very different if the old guys played on the album?
The old guys play on the album.
They do?
Basically the album is a mix of both lineups. Because they left right in the middle, and there were still things left over to record, and so everyone is playing on the album.
Your new drummer is Mike Turana. I guess you're quite happy with having him in the band. But he's been working with a lot of bands. Is this his main project right now, or is this just another project for Mike Turana?
No, this is his home base, like I say. That's the main band that he's playing in. He's on salary. We share everything. And everything else is side projects where he earns extra money. And he needs this because he's trying to make a living here in Germany. He moved to Germany early this year. And he was desperately looking for a band where he could be steady in, you know, that he could join steadily. And that's what he found in Rage. And he also liked the music already before he was in the band. He knew it. So this was really a big luck for everyone of us. Same goes for Viktor.
Okay, so you don't think that you will have any problems or conflicts with that, his playing with other bands?
No, I don't have. And he also won't. this is the main priority, Rage. So, and when we are off, and this is a lot, I mean, how long will it take? A year, maybe 3 or 4 months to work with the band. And the rest of the year is off, so we can do all kinds of things.
Sure.
Same goes for all of us.
Yeah. Now you're a trio again, and you used to be a trio as far as I can remember.
Yeah, it was 7 years a trio.
Yeah, how does that feel to have just one guitar player on stage again?
I like to play in the trio lineup. The only problem was with the last lineup that the first guitar player that replaced Manny Schmidt, the old trio guitar player, the first guitar player that joined in the band was the brother of the drummer, and he was not... he couldn't play everything that Manny played, you know. His playing was not on the same level, so we needed a second guitar player to achieve the same result as we had with Manny before. Manny was quite a good guitar player, and now Viktor, his musical level is far higher, so he can actually play everything with one guitar. And when he plays, to me, it sounds like three guitars are playing. It's just a wonder for me. And so we don't desperately need a second guitar. In the studio, it's no problem anyway. I guess you know this. Mm. And for live, you heard it on the Wacken Open Air. I think it was quite good like this way. And the chemistry is perfect in the band at the moment. And to add another musician now later on, I don't think this would be so clever.
Mm. Okay, let's talk about the music on the album, Ghosts. How do you look upon this album compared to your last album? I think the orchestral elements are fewer.
Yes, that's right. The band is more upfront, the songs come more to the point, like on the last one. I think it's a natural step from the last one to this now. And the reason why the band is more upfront is because we planned already long time ago to tour this year without orchestra, and because we haven't played in Germany for I think more than 2 years without orchestra, and it's time to get back to this band status, to the band feeling. And as a band, the old lineup has left, and in the middle of the production, I agreed with Victor that we should put more guitars on it and bring the band more upfront in the mix.
Yeah. But you still use Lingua Mortis Orchestra on the album.
Yeah, some musicians are still playing on the album. Mm-hmm. And but we didn't mix them that more upfront, and we left out this orchestral solo part like we had on the last album.
Okay. What do you do when you're playing live? Do you use the sequencers or keyboards?
Yeah, we use sequencers, part? Keyboard samples. And Victor is a very good piano player also, so he can do all keyboard parts when he's got a hand left over. And the rest we would do by samples and sequencers.
Okay, so you don't bring in a fourth member on stage when you do concerts?
No, for the Wacken Festival we already checked this out, if it works. This was a big test for us, if it works on stage, and I think we are happy and it worked. And if there are some problems, some songs that we absolutely can't do with the three piece, then we might leave them out.
Yeah.
We've got enough songs, especially of all of the old songs that are just plain metal, traditional metal. There's so much old songs that we can also play in the concerts that we don't have to play the whole two albums, you know, to fill a concert.
Sure. Is it hard to pick songs for a concert? I mean, you release like 14 or 15 albums.
Yeah, this is really a hard job. We're trying to mix a program at the moment, and it's long discussions what songs we play and which one not, and you know, we try to bring as much songs in the program as possible. Maybe we do some medleys or whatever, or put some riffs of some old songs that people get this recognizing effect, you know.
Yeah. Do the new members of the band know of the Old Rage albums?
Yeah, of course. I gave them all of the old material, and we rehearse, and we are still rehearsing old material.
Mm. Your older material is a bit different than you're doing today. How do they like the oldest Rage songs?
Oh, they also like this very much, because especially Mike, of course, he's an expert for this power metal, this fast stuff.
Sure.
Also, Victor likes to play this style very much, and I think this lineup is perfect for this traditional metal sound that we had and that we still also play, and also this orchestrated new dimension that we have added to the music 2 years ago. Because Victor, he's a classical musician, first of all. This was the first thing that he learned before he became a professional guitar player. And I can imagine that in the future the sound of the band will expand even more, that we go further in both directions, in both the classical and both the metal style, that we explore this even more.